Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Tell 'em Large Marge Trenja. Scariest. The most I've ever been personally scared by a movie was that moment.
That or when Francis ate the trick gum and all the black shit came out of his mouth.
Oh, I thought that was hilarious.
That fucking scared the fuck out of me for some reason as a kid. I could handle Large Marge doing the wild, you know, animated claymation face shit, Medusa shit. When I don't know why
Mr. Francis is taking a bath
when they go have that black gum. It was so unnatural to me that I got really like it was. It wasn't those things where I was like, I'm scared, but it fucked me up as I watched it as a kid, and I was like, this is bad.
Yeah, don't I steer clear of strange men in bow ties trying to give you gum. Actually, yeah. Probably good advice.
I mean, look, everyone, chime in with your favorite 33-year-old film.
But it's wild because the Large Marge thing was like that was at a time when I had watched Jaws like devour Quint and like crush his insides until he spit up blood like 100 times. But right. For some reason, Large Marge.
I wonder if like really you're a kid. Me. Like, you don't have enough life experience to understand, like, the real dangers of day-to-day life and how, like, your body could be crushed. So just seeing, right. Like, someone do a weird, spooky face is like, yeah.
Well, no, faces shouldn't
I understand
do that.
That. I don't understand massive bites or evisceration.
Yeah. Also, there's probably a little part of me that noticed that the shark's teeth were, like, wiggling back and forth because they were clearly made of rubber. Anyways, I forgot, who gave us the...
Oh, that's from the one and only Car Lobo.
Car Lobo, shout out to you. Great.
Shout out to Car Lobo, the time. Best way to buy a used car. Car Lobo. The Car Wolf.
Let's talk about Tiger Woods. Tiger Woods is trending. Got into a brutal car accident this morning. One car accident. Car flipped, they had to use the jaws of life to get him out. He is currently in surgery right now on his legs. Apparently he has a lot of leg injuries, but fortunately nothing life-threatening. But yeah, scary shit.
Wasn't he saying he was just going to probably sit out the master? Like he said he's probably going to sit out a tournament because he had back surgery or something?
Yeah,
too. I think that's
he just
the last
had back
thing
surgery. Yeah.
Wow. Damn, that's fucked up.
Yeah, that's really... really messed up, man.
I'm surprised none of my problematic friends haven't texted me if I'm okay. Because
yeah,
Tiger
you
Woods
all right,
was
man?
Hurt, like the same way. You seen the documentary? Yeah. Tiger Woods going, I'm like, I don't, do your legs hurt? No.
Blade Force is not, that trend isn't, that phrase is not trending, but it should be. Somebody shared with us a video of a police force in Pakistan riding around on rollerblades, armed, rolling around on rollerblades. They're fast, they're agile, they're armed. Mm-hmm. They can be defeated with a dropped stick or a well-placed shove from a six-year-old.
Or, just running on the grass.
Yeah, run on grass and they're done.
It's funny to see, like, so this video is truly, it's like a PR video, to be like, unleashing, Blade Force. And yes, they're on rollerblades. I don't know why, but they start off the video, like the whole column of them doing like what I would, I guess, use air quotes to describe as a jump, right. But was really just avoiding going down four stairs. So they just took a corner. They all look shaky as fuck.
They do.
They, like, again, you can evade them easily. So I'm still not sure who this helps. Like, I guess you're like in an all street area and yes, you're going to go faster on skates probably. But like, again, you go up some stairs, you go on some dirt, fucking sand, RIP. But also I would like to see them do I would have liked to see some rollerblade tricks, like to show us like, yo, we got people who can blade though. That dude did a soul grind into 360 no scope.
Yeah. The most tricks they did was just go down some stairs. Be like, stairs can't stop them.
There was one guy.
Stairs can't stop them.
One guy was proficient on rollerblades, and they used him to do like the most dynamic shit. And I was still like, bro, I'll wreck y'all because my skating skills are still unparalleled out here.
Has anybody like worked with a more dramatic version of those shoes that convert back and forth, like between
Heelys?
Heelys. But if they could convert the rollerblades into like shoes that you could run on really quickly, mm-hmm. that would be dope. I'm just coming up with all sorts of cool ideas.
I like that.
But I mean, it makes sense. Like the top speed for rollerblades is 77 miles per hour, so you can fly on those.
That's
bad boys.
The fastest somebody gone on rollerblades.
Yeah.
Fuck, that's wild. Like downhill.
I guess it must have been downhill.
Yeah,
it
like
was,
you can't just straight off your leg power.
Sandro Bovo, Italy.
Sandro Bovo, in 2016. Yes. Of course.
Won the Italian championship.
What championship is that? Like downhill blading or something?
I think so, yeah.
Damn. I'm acting like the X Games weren't a thing where that was pretty much a thing.
Damn,
that happened.
Okay.
Damn, and wait, you're saying these people ride skateboards competitively? Huh. For medals.
Also not trending, but something that is relevant to you, dear listener, DDoS attacks hitting a handful of podcast platforms. So
yeah,
if your apps are slow to upload or download, that's what's going on. Mara Wilson is trending. She just wrote a op-ed in the New York Times that is pretty wild. I just want to read a segment from it. She said, "People have been asking me, do you have a boyfriend, in interviews since I was six? Reporters asked me who I thought the sexiest actor was and about Hugh Grant's arrest for soliciting a prostitute. It was cute when 10-year-olds sent me letters saying they were in love with me. It was not when 50-year-old men did. Before I even turned 12, there were images of me on foot fetish websites and photoshopped into child pornography. Every time I felt ashamed. Hollywood has resolved to tackle harassment in the industry, but I was never sexually harassed on a film set. My sexual harassment always came at the hands of the media and the public." So she's writing this, as part of the conversation around Britney Spears and just the idea that this is not an isolated incident. This is how we treat our young women.
Yeah. Oof. I've learned so much just from like Mara Wilson being open about her experiences in her career. And I think, just like that, especially that documentary, truly, like, even for somebody, like, I had friends who were child actors, but they were all, men, boys. Right. So the experience is so much different. And when you can really, but the one thing that you do see is like when you're working at that age, like, you truly are robbed of so much fucking innocence, no matter what, just because you are now a fucking vehicle to make money. A lot of things change, and like you have to grow up fast, and a lot of people don't really recover from it. But yeah, especially hearing like the things that she was going through in her personal life and how she had to just put on a good face and just grit through shit to do like a red carpet, even though her mother was sick. It's just all, yeah, it's super heavy. And like, you realize like, what the fuck are we doing? You know, really? And I hope we have a moment to think about, like, just how we were talking about, like, yo, we fucked up with Britney Spears. We all did. We completely fucked up. We fell for all this dumb shit, trying to just, you know, write her off as someone who's mentally ill or something. And so like, let the jokes flow rather than having compassion. It's like, yeah, we got to, hopefully we can start building more, like learning, like, yeah, we fucked up. But so now let's fucking do the compassionate thing.
There's also, I think, a underrated undercurrent of adults who hate children. Like the right. article opens with this article, her story of getting written up in a Canadian newspaper. She, you know, had just flown in. It was her, I think, 13th birthday. She was having to do press conferences all day. And this journalist was like, how are you feeling? You seem like tired or whatever. And she was like, I don't know why I opened up to her, but I had never been good at hiding my feelings. The next day, so she was just like, I'm actually really tired and feeling like crap, and it's my 13th birthday. The next day, Canada's newspaper of record put me on the front page of its entertainment section. The article began, the interview hasn't even begun with Mara Wilson, child star, and she's complaining to her staff. The article went on to describe me as a spoiled brat who is now at midlife, like career-wise. Yeah. So that's another thing going on that, like, people, I mean, that's one of the most infuriating things, is that there are people who take advantage of the whole, like, well, I'm an adult and you're a kid thing to be, you know.
Yeah. And just be like, my parents fucked sooner than yours as some kind of validation of your opinion.
Yeah. Anyway, shout out to Mara Wilson. Great writer, super interesting thinker, and super interesting to hear. Talk about
what her piece of shit cousin will say.
Yeah. Yeah. Do they ever talk about each other?
I don't think so. I don't know. I have no clue. I just know it's like, it's a thing that pops up every now and then. Right. I'm probably like, you know, they're cousins.
You probably know her from Matilda and
Mrs. Doubtfire.
Doubtfire. She's a little girl, Mrs. Doubtfire. But her cousin is Ben Shapiro, for anybody who doesn't know.
I remember hating on kids in movies. You know, like, fuck Jake Lloyd. Yeah. Fuck Phantom. Fuck that little kid. Fuck Jonathan Lipnicki's old, you know, bee sting. What the fuck? Shut up, fool. But part of it too, like, when I think there's like this mentality that people who are in movies or are have any sort of platform or are of note have a life so good that you could say all kinds of shit about them and it doesn't matter. Like, as if there's some point where if you're on a blog or movie or something, somehow your problems go away, and now it's just open season to talk wild shit and say really fucked up things about people or come after people or harass them in their comments. Because I think the justification is like, well, yeah, well, so what? What are they going to do? Cry about it on their stacks of money or something? I don't know. And I'm guilty of that too sometimes, like, of that mentality of sort of like, well, you got something, so it's all good to start fucking clapping back at you. But it's a lot of, just as I read these stories and hear you talk about this article, I'm like having a little, you know, having moments looking at myself. What's true anymore?
Yeah, just in general, if it's a kid, don't be mean. Don't be mean to the kid, man.
Yeah, you know what? That's a great rule. We should write that down. Don't
don't be mean to kids.
If it's a what did you say? If it's a kid, don't be mean
to him.
Yeah. I like that.
Jupiter is trending because there are some wild photographs being released by NASA.
Beautiful.
Of just like very high res close up of Jupiter, and it is beautiful. It looks like, I don't know. It looks like a Guinness, I think you said, which I think is
Guinness actual, like, mixed with nail polish.
Right.
It's like, but if you're like mixing a bunch of cool nail polish or something.
Yeah.
Is this from the Juno probe?
I don't know. That's a great question.
You know, yeah, because I'm very interested in Jupiter myself, because that Juno probe, like the whole point of that mission is like really trying to understand Jupiter as a planet, because a lot of the theories around it are that Jupiter was formed with a lot of the elements that were in the solar system first, and all the other planets that were formed came after, like with the leftovers. Right. After Jupiter. So if we can understand how, like, more, because we really know nothing, like we don't know barely anything as I talk science about Jupiter, and like we just having to learn more and more, because it's like a lot of, especially at NASA, they're like, this is like if it's a planetary cookbook, Jupiter's like the one recipe, like if we can unlock that, we can extrapolate that to so many other things. So I'm just fascinated what's going on with that. Because at the very end, I think once the mission is over, they may just like just send it deep into the, you know, just a burn up in Jupiter.
Yeah. This Insta Science account at @Insta_science tweeted, "A bit of Jupiter, the nature's Van Gogh," which it has like definitely some elements of Van Gogh, very like swirly, but also I've never heard of nature referred to as the nature. And I'm gonna try.
Like it's Ohio State and they went there on Monday Night Football.
The nature's Van Gogh.
Miles Gray, defensive tackle. The nature's Van Gogh.
That's gonna do it. That's what's trending this afternoon. We are back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other, be kind to yourselves, wear a mask, stay inside, don't do nothing about white supremacy, and we'll talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Zeit gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.